What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives.
If you guys couldn't tell from that intro, we are recording from, my kitchen island. Because we can't be in the basement right now where we normally record.
The archives are closed right now.
Yeah, they are closed. I don't even know why they are closed. I don't have a good reason. But I have just a very open layout upstairs. So you are going to hear the baby playing with her toys from time to time.
If we're a bit echoey, perhaps that's why.
Yeah, it's very hard to record a podcast in a wide open room.
Yeah, but hey, we're doing it.
Yeah, we're giving it a shot.
Here we are.
Yep.
You gotta try something sometime.
Yeah.
The podcast curtain.
Hold on. What do you got this week, Em?
This week's episode, I decided to dive into skinwalkers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know that we have for sure touched on them once or twice in previous episodes, especially the Wendigo. It also goes along with the idea of the Pukwudgie. There's so much lore, so many stories that go along with it that I thought it 100% deserved its own archive.
You're just kind of copying off of me because they were both mine.
All right, you know what?
I did have some people say, how come you didn't say anything about skinwalkers and the Wendigo? I was like, they may be coming up later.
Well, thank God for me because here we are.
Now it's later.
So I'm almost sure if you're listening to this type of podcast that you probably know what a skinwalker is, but in case you don't, here's your basic rundown. Skinwalkers are evil witches or sorcerers who can transform into animals, possess them, or disguise themselves as them. The Navajo Nation is where skinwalkers originated. Navajo Nation is most of Colorado and parts of California, Arizona, and New Mexico. A person becomes a skinwalker by committing a heinous act, like killing a family member, as part of a dark initiation into the witchery way. This transformation involves mastering the use of dark magic, including shapeshifting and casting curses to harm others.
I actually didn't know any of that. Yeah. So, I mean, I knew some of it, but I didn't know. I guess I didn't know how you became a skinwalker.
Yeah.
And I also didn't know they were, a witch?
Yeah. Or sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were that.
Yeah.
I thought they were just, like, a creature.
So the witchery way is a form of Navajo witchcraft that focuses on malevolent practices, contrasting with the healing and protective spiritual traditions. Those who choose the witchery way use these powers for personal gain or revenge. This gives them supernatural powers, allowing them to shapeshift from a human to an animal at will. They often become coyotes, wolves, foxes, or bears, though they can take the form of any animal.
The one story I definitely know, I know you're going to touch on Skinwalker Ranch. Mm. I think it's from Skinwalker Ranch. Mm. Now I'm questioning that. But I do, a family moved in somewhere, and they're first day there or something, or some kind of, wolf or whatever, that was, walking the property or something.
Yeah, just casual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The term Skinwalker comes from the, and please bear with me here, comes from the Navajo phrase, Yi Nalalushi?
I'll give it to you.
Something or other, which translates to, by means of it, goes on all fours. Yeah.
Makes sense.
While most men and women can be witches in Navajo culture, the term most commonly describes men, which is uncommon in other cultures, because the term witch typically defines a woman. I feel like you think of witch, you think woman.
Yeah.
In Navajo culture, skinwalkers are often to blame when things go wrong, such as illness, misfortune, or unexplained deaths. The reason being that skinwalkers are witches who can manipulate and harm through dark magic. Therefore, when something out of the ordinary or unexpected happens, like crop failures, people would often assume it to be the work of a skinwalker.
Okay. I knew about skinwalker, but I didn't.
Right, you never really, think about, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
How did we end up with this?
Yeah.
Something else that I found that is important to point out is that the Navajo people and other Native American tribes typically refrain from speaking about skinwalkers. They don't like the popularity that it's gained in movies and media, and I'm not going to lie, they probably wouldn't love that I'm sitting here talking about it right now on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think they like the term either. Like, just like that term skinwalker in general, they don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, we apologize.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to call it.
Yeah.
The reason being is that skinwalkers are believed to gain more power from more exposure. It's said that they have the ability to hear conversations from a distance, and any talk of them attracts them, and that they are not to be taken lightly or approached with curiosity.
Kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. So with that being said, let's continue, shall we?
Let's continue talking.
Let's continue conversating about this. They may also move in unnatural or distorted ways, even when in human form. Skinwalkers may cause feelings of intense fear or unease when they're close. People often associate hearing voices or animal sounds mimicking humans with the presence of a skinwalker, which I just think that's so creepy to me.
Like, I feel like that's the telltale thing that everybody uses for like skinwalkers. It's always like they're in a forest or they're in an abandoned building and you just hear the mimic of somebody or a friend or something like that. It's not your friend.
Yeah, that is not your friend. Run. Some specific characteristics and abilities of the skinwalkers include the obvious, shape-shifting. They can transform into various animals, such as wolves or coyotes. They'll change forms depending on their needs. For example, if they need immense strength, they might become a bear. Skinwalkers assume these roles voluntarily. It's not a curse like being a werewolf. Speed. They can move at an unnatural ability, incredibly fast. Mimicry, which is one of the creepiest to me. They can imitate human voices or animal sounds to deceive you. Mind control. They can literally influence your thoughts. Didn't know that. Hate that.
Yeah, that kind of goes into the public monster area. Yeah.
Cursing, because as if everything isn't bad enough, they just be dropping F-bombs all the time.
I was going to say, we curse all the time.
They can cast harmful spells or curses, which, no thank you. You can keep that.
Side note, I just saw, you were talking like spells and everything, and my brain wandered. Did you notice, or did you see the meme on, I saw it on Instagram, so it's probably all over, but the comparison of the Avada Kedavra wand movement versus the scar on Harry's head. Did you ever see that?
Yes, actually. I did just see this.
I feel like, I don't know if it's just because of how, I mean, obviously the Wizarding World's been popular for years and years and years, but I don't know if it's just social media or if it's just like people just keep advancing on the world now. And I was just like, whoa. Like, I never even, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, somebody was like, oh, this is the hand motion of it, and look at the scar on his head.
And that is
like,
exactly how it looks. It is crazy.
I was, sometimes it makes you say you're a Harry Potter fan. And people instantly think you're, like, a instant, like, Potterhead.
Right.
Like, you're out there. You can do family trees and all that stuff. And I'm like, I just really enjoyed the books and the movies. I think Harry Potter World and Universal is awesome.
Right.
And I can quote some things, and I know some stuff. But
I know some
not
things.
That deep.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, though. Like, the Avada Kedavra curse. Like, I was literally just thinking to myself, I said, wait, how did we get here? We're talking about curses.
Yeah. I was like, what? The skinwalkers can curse people.
It's crazy.
Actually, they drop F-bombs. They don't curse people.
They don't be cursing that.
If you're just out in the woods and you hear an F-bomb.
It's a skinwalker.
It's a skinwalker. It's nearby.
Don't worry. Strength. They also, of course, have superhuman strength. I feel like I have to throw that out there. But I feel like it's...
Any supernatural creature has
They mostly do. Strength. Yeah. It's just... How nice for them.
Watch Supernatural. Dean and Sam are getting like thrown through walls all the time.
Left and right.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the eyes. According to legend, you can tell that you are in the presence of a skinwalker by their eyes. It's said that skinwalkers are known to avoid the light. If you shine a light on one when they're in animal form, their eyes glow bright red. And in human form, their eyes seem almost animal-like. Which is kind of creepy to me. That's very weird.
I think of like a cat eye.
Because like human eyes and animal eyes, they're different. And you can tell the difference. So I feel like that's a crazy little like tidbit. Some of the Navajo people also believe that skinwalkers have the ability to steal the skin or body of a person. They believe that if you lock eyes with a skinwalker, they can absorb themselves into your body, which is wild.
That is insane.
Yeah.
You're just looking, and then all of a sudden...
It's like Medusa type thing. Like, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, if you look at Medusa's snakes, you become a statue. But if you look in the skinwalker's eyes, you are now them. They are
absorbed by the skinwalker.
I don't want to jump ahead again. I'm just going to stay quiet. There's a
you're going to stop for 2 seconds.
There's a Stephen King book that people say that the ending thing was possibly a skinwalker.
Well, I don't think I touch on that, so.
Oh, cool. Then I'll touch on it right now.
Go ahead.
I believe, what's it called now? Literally, it was just on the tip of my tongue. The Outsider.
Yeah, okay.
The Outsider.
Interesting.
They say is a skinwalker.
Yeah, I don't think I say anything about that in this one. I don't actually remember the last time I reviewed my notes for this, but we'll see if I get to it. But there you go. Thank you, Nick.
Look at that. Coming in with details.
So, detecting a skinwalker can be hard because of their ability to shapeshift and blend in with their surroundings. However, some believe that unusual animal behavior, such as animals acting unnaturally or with glowing eyes, can be a sign of a skinwalker. So, how does one protect themselves from a skinwalker? Well, to get rid of a skinwalker, you need a powerful shaman who knows the right spells to get the skinwalker to turn on itself. I also found somewhere that you can apparently shoot the witch with bullets that are dipped in white ash, but the shot must hit them in the neck or the hand. I don't know how reliable either of those are, so I would honestly just hope for the best in your like scenario. I don't really know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know what the significance is to the white ash that the bullets have to be dipped in, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would... I mean...
I don't know.
Isn't all ash white at some point?
I don't know. It's got to be...
It's like...
And it's also, what did I say, in the neck or the hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd. The hand? Why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know how reliable that is, but that's what I found.
Put a mirror in front of it, and there you go, it'll turn on itself. It'll see itself and absorb itself.
You're reading the system. Ooh, that's a good theory. I wonder what would happen if you showed up.
Then it becomes just a nothing, because it's the never-ending story.
Here we go. Before I get into specific stories and sightings of skinwalkers, I can't talk about them without mentioning Skinwalker Ranch, of course, as Nick was saying. Skinwalker Ranch, also known as Sherman Ranch, borders the Utah and Ari Indian Reservation in Utah and is a host of strange phenomena. The cattle ranch has inspired a popular book called Hunt for the Skinwalker, a feature-length documentary also called Hunt for the Skinwalker, and a History Channel series called The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
It is a wild place.
Yes. Like, I highly suggest any of those, like, watch them. It's so worth, like, actually doing, like, the full deep dive.
And it could get its own... Skinwalker Ranch could have its own episode.
Seriously, because this is, like...
Just because of the stuff that's happened there.
Blanket. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even, like, going into the... serious stuff that's happened. It's crazy.
Portals, aliens.
Yeah. I do like touch like a tiny, tiny bit, but like not nearly enough.
Yeah.
Terry Sherman and his family gained widespread attention after encountering numerous inexplainable phenomena on their Utah property. The 512-acre ranch in Utah has been the center of numerous unexplained incidents, such as UFO sightings, livestock mutilations, and other mysterious activities. In 1996, the Sherman family sold the ranch to a billionaire named Robert Bigelow, who was significantly interested in paranormal activities. Bigelow established the National Institute for Discovery Science to investigate the paranormal incidents occurring there. The ranch has since become synonymous with paranormal and UFO-related activities. In 2016, Robert Bigelow then sold the ranch to a man named Brandon Fugel. From encounters with mythical animals to numerous cattle mutilations, poltergeist activity, crop circles, sightings of glowing orbs, and even flying saucers, virtually everything you might call paranormal has been reported at the ranch and surrounding properties, wrote Austin Craig in 2021. Fugle has said that there was a 100-year-old history of paranormal activity, including Skinwalker sightings at the property. So that pretty much sums up Skinwalker Ranch. Definitely can't say I'd want to go there anytime soon, but it is so worth the, like, if I started with stories from Skinwalker Ranch, we would literally, it would be the entire rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. We'd be here for hours.
Yeah.
It's so worth doing the deep dive. Now, I do have a few stories that I found online about people's encounters with skinwalkers, of course. This is from an article that was published in 2020. This happened 12 years ago, so around 2008. He says his family owns a farm in the heart of an Indian reservation. One winter, he was home for Christmas, taking care of the farm while his parents were out Christmas shopping. When he was home by himself, way later in the night, he heard all of the cows freaking out. He figured it had to be one of the wild dogs that are, like, rampant in the area. So he threw on some boots, grabbed a shotgun, loaded it up, and headed out to the field. I don't even want to discuss that, but besides the point.
That's what you do when you own a farm, though. You protect your cows. You
literally protect your, sad, though. I know. I get it. But
that makes them the money. You protect your money.
I know. You got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, "This was a perfect scenario for a horror movie. It was cloudy, but there was a full moon, and it was breaking through the clouds just right to light up all of the snow. He ran out into the middle of the field, and just in time, he sees two dogs. They were standing up, facing each other, and fighting. He says, quote, "So I pump a shell into the chamber, and then it happened. The two dogs heard the rack, they both stopped, looked over at me, and they ran away on their back legs. Immediately, I froze. And every ghost story about skinwalkers and all the other native legends that I grew up with fled through my mind."
What if they were werewolves?
True. This is so true. It could also be a werewolf. We never know.
Damn it, Lupin.
God damn it. But up until then, all these were just stories. They were all just boogeyman stories that the native kids liked to tell to scare us. That night, they became real to me. Like you said, who knows? Could have been werewolves. Who knows what it was, but two big, huge dogs just running away on their back legs. Is wild. Mm-hmm. That is super creepy.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's not normal. You don't see that every time.
Not at all. Like he said, everything, that's when it would become real.
Yeah. Especially because, like, you hear the stories growing up and you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, that's just, that's a story. It's so different when you see it with, like, your own two eyes. And then every single story that you've ever heard about it, it's like, oh, yeah, maybe they were all true. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's where I think the, like, this whole paranormal area or, like, cryptid area is so interesting.
Yeah.
It came from somewhere.
Right.
We're good at making things up.
For sure.
These things come from somewhere.
Yeah. Like, they originate from something. Yeah. This next story I found on Reddit, so not 1,000% sure how reliable it is, but I thought it was definitely interesting enough to share. A group of friends were camping near a remote area in the Navajo Nation. One night, they decided to share stories around the campfire. As the stories got darker, one of the friends, who is a Navajo local, shared his own chilling experience. He recounted a night when he was driving home late from a nearby town. The road was isolated, surrounded by dark woods. As he drove, he noticed a large coyote by the side of the road. It seemed to be watching him intently. Its eyes were glowing in the headlights.
I have to say, it was pretty cool that you started that story and, like, the lights dimmed.
Literally.
There's the sun's going behind the cloud, but that was pretty good timing.
That was crazy timing.
My whole kitchen just went dark.
I wasn't sure if you noticed that. Yeah. That was so crazy. Anyway, feeling uneasy, he continued driving, but noticed the coyote began to follow him. It kept pace with the car, running alongside as if it was keeping up with him effortlessly. Suddenly, the coyote stopped and transformed into a tall humanoid figure with long limbs and glowing eyes. Terrified.
That's where the problem begins.
Right? Like, absolutely not. What do you mean?
I mean, if it was keeping up with the car, I'm like, oh, 35 mile per hour speed zone.
Yeah, it depends how fast you're going. I could probably keep up.
Within the limit. Yeah. I'd maybe five over.
Coyotes are pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it turns into a human.
And then it turns into a human.
Right. With its glowing eyes.
Now we have other issues.
Right. Terrified. He sped away. Thank God. Because, like, I feel like some people in this scenario would be like, let's investigate. Mm-hmm. No, he was using his brain. Terrified, he sped away. He recalled that as he drove, he felt an overwhelming sense of dread, as if someone was pursuing him. When he finally reached the safety of his home, he looked back and saw the figure standing at the edge of the woods watching him intently. That's how that story ends. I hate that so very much. Hate it. Followed him home. Yeah. No, I don't like it.
I mean, Pukwudgies follow you home, but
yeah,
give them some.
Pukwudgies will kick you off a cliff, right? That's true, right?
Yeah, they'll push you off a cliff.
Yeah, they'll literally push you off a cliff.
They lure you to the cliff, push you off, and then keep your soul.
It's so funny, because you like you want that. That's why they say don't judge a book by its cover, because you underestimate those little guys. This is another Reddit story from 2 years ago by user Supermind64. She says, my grandparents lived in South Texas, about an hour from the Mexico border. Their house was right by a large canyon. When they passed away in the early 2000s, my cousins were cleaning out their house so they could start renovating it. My cousins pulled up to the driveway when they saw the door was open. When they got to the door, they heard something rummaging inside. One cousin went inside to see what it was, and the other one was too scared, so he stayed outside. That would be me in this scenario.
You'd be the cousin.
No, I would 100% be the cousin too afraid to go inside. So the cousin that went inside said that he entered the kitchen, then the living room. When he turned to the hallway, he saw a huge wolf digging through boxes. As soon as he looked up at the wolf, it saw him and stood on its hind legs. He said that the wolf had big red eyes and was showing its teeth. After a couple of seconds, the wolf got back on all four legs and ran past him to go outside. She says, my cousin that was outside said he saw the wolf run out the door and into the canyon. He ran up close to the edge to see where it went, but the wolf looked back and what he described as showed its teeth, but looked like it was kind of giving me a smile. After that day, it nor any other animal has ever shown itself at that property. As a child, I always found that canyon creepy, and I haven't been there in decades. Always wondered what that thing was looking for, since it sure as hell wasn't food.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, what do you mean you walked into your recently deceased grandparents' house and there's a wolf just rummaging through the stuff?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I mean, I could get, like, I could get that it kind of, like, broke in.
Yeah, if they're rummaging through the fridge, perhaps, where, like, meat would maybe be, but, like, mm-hmm. that's a human thing to do. Like, humans go into places and look and rummage through people's stuff.
Yeah.
That's not an animal thing to do. Like, what do you mean a wolf?
Bears break in the houses.
Yeah, but they look for food. They're not, like, looking through your jewelry drawer mm-hmm. or, like, your back drawer.
That's what makes that story weird.
Yeah, they're
looking
crazy.
Through, like, their belongings.
Yeah. One other thing that I read on the Skinwalker subreddit was one of some truck driver who pulled over at a stop in the Nevada desert, and he saw an old man staring at his truck on the side of the road. The man didn't move or do anything until he tried to leave. When the driver looked back, the man wasn't there. It was now a 6-foot-tall coyote that ran with the truck and kept pace with it on its hind legs for at least a few blocks. Creepy as heck. Like, absolutely terrifying. Like, this man that you're already kind of sussing out, it's like, you make note of him. You look away for a second, you look back, no man is there, mm-hmm. but there's this big-ass coyote just came out of nowhere, and now he's going to follow my truck?
Yeah.
No. Nope.
You try to debunk them, too. Like, I'm sitting here, and I was trying to, like, debunk it. And I'm like, well, the guy could have climbed in the cab, and then the coyote came out. But you kind of...
It's like, the situational, odds. I feel like. It's so weird. Stuff. I've also found that a lot of the Skinwalker stories, I feel like, are almost always occur when you're in a car. Which, I'm not going to lie, I sort of appreciate. You're way, way less likely, I feel like, to get away on foot. If I was going to have to unfortunately encounter a skinwalker, I hope it is from the comfort of my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They're way faster. Because you're not outrunning a skinwalker. Good luck.
No. I mean, you're not going to run.
You're
I feel like you're not
going to
run any cryptid.
Yeah. No.
It just doesn't happen. You just can't.
Are the Pukwudgies fast? Were they quick?
I don't know, but they must be decent trackers because they'll follow you home.
Yeah, right.
And they can also make that ball of fire that, like, entices you to follow it.
True.
So
true.
And they also have some kind of mind control, they say.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all I really have this week on my skinwalkers. They're just creepy.
It's like the scratching of the surface.
We would literally be here for 8 hours if we, like, Skinwalker Ranch alone. Skinwalker Ranch alone, aside from just the skinwalkers, like, that are there. It's just crazy.
Yeah. That is definitely the thing. Because that subreddit probably goes on forever.
forever. There's so many members. Like, it's so crazy. Like, the amount of stories. Like, that's just, like, I was cherry picking.
Yeah.
The big ones, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ones that, like, I feel like you don't hear in other podcasts. Because, of like, there's ones that I didn't talk about that I feel like if you've listened to one Skinwalker podcast, then you've probably heard all the stories. So, mm-hmm. I feel like I wanted to get ones that were, like, maybe not as popular. Yeah. You haven't heard.
I like that topic.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It kind of rounds out the Wendigo.
Yeah. Puckwudgie.
Yeah, you can say the Puckies. It was a good one. I think it was great. Definitely a way to... It's a good one. It's a good after-birthday one for you, Em.
Yeah.
Last week was Em's birthday.
Whee!
Yeah, I like the episode, though. I knew one of us was going to have to hit Skinwalker.
Somebody
at some point.
Had to do mm-hmm. it.
I just wasn't... I wasn't there yet.
Had to be done.
I was not feeling them yet. So I'm glad you took the reins on that one.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Leave it to me to do a cryptid.
Yeah.
A cryptid or a hotel, I got you.
Yep. That M special. I mean, seriously. I feel like that's all of our topics.
It's literally our. It's our niche.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you'd say our niche. But all right, guys. We hope this episode being from a new location is not going to drive everybody nuts.
Yeah.
And as always, give us a rating, comment. We interact with us on social media. Tell us your stories. I think we're on practically everything.
Yep.
Except Facebook. We don't have a Facebook page. I don't think. No, we don't. So anything else? TikTok, Instagram, X. YouTube doesn't really have much to do with any of the podcast things, but we are on YouTube too. So you can comment and like on there. Or send us your own stories to our email at ominousarchives@gmail.com. So they are, follow us on any of our social medias at The Ominous Archives. And also, check out Scare Me Sam. She is our researcher and writer. She always kills every episode. Like I said, her podcast, Scare Me Sam, if you're in the market for a new horror thriller book, she reviews them, and she does a pretty dang good job at it. She also has a website, scaremesam.com, with a blog where she covers some of the same topics that we cover. So if you want a different spin, or if you kind of want a abbreviated summary or a summary of some of the topics we covered, go check her site out. I think that's it. I think it's time for us to get out of here. So, don't forget to come back next week as we continue to dive into more strange and haunted stories down here in the Ominous Archives. See ya.
See ya.